Om Shanti. If there's people in the hall, come in. Come in. Welcome, everyone, to the True Self-Esteem Program. So as the drama would have it, we have a celebration today at 11 a.m., which is right in the middle of when our program for today was supposed to be. So we were only going to be halfway through this morning. So what we're going to do is we are going to end today by 11 so that you can attend the flag hoisting, or about 10 to 11 we'll stop. Okay? Is that okay with everyone?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think some of you really want to go to the flag hoisting, yeah? Yeah, Shivratri, who doesn't want to celebrate Shivratri, right? So that means that what I had planned for today, I've had to shift or adjust. So what we're going to do is we're going to give you a flavor of what the next 3 days will hold. Is that okay? Yeah. And the brother that's so here to help us, and he's been such a lovely help, he's suggesting that we go to room 8 tomorrow. So not room 10, not this room, but we'll be in a bigger room, so there'll be lots of seating for everyone. Okay? Yeah. I didn't expect this turnout. So self-esteem. Let's start our morning with a few minutes of guided meditation. Okay? So no pens, no papers. Just bring your real self into the seat of your soul, of your body, sitting comfortably. We've arrived at a place familiar. I take a breath. I start to remove my thoughts from the room, from the sounds, I take this moment to be with myself. I, the being of light, bright, withdraws from the world of sound to that place of peaceful, calm, silent space. I know myself. But I wish to know more. In this deep, silent place, I feel the pure energy shining down on me. I recognize this pure, silent, loving energy, radiating power, radiating peace, illuminating the corners of myself, opening me up. Warm, loving, pure, powerful energy. The Supreme Soul, God, my Baba, is enveloping me with love. Warm and healing, calming, centering. I start to come back to this body, to this room, to my companions, to enter a journey of getting to know myself. Om Shanti. Welcome. We still have more visitors coming, but I have a lovely sister at the back that's helping. So if anybody has any questions, can you wave your hand? The sister in the back, everybody look. If you guys have any questions or need anything, she's available to help you.
Yeah.
Okay. So she's the right hand for this program. And if she doesn't know the answer, she'll find the answer. This is what I know about her. So, true self-esteem. I like to stand lots. I hope that's okay. And I move around and use my hands. And sometimes I talk too fast. So please give me a wave. And is there other translators in the room? Two more translators. What languages? Arabic? Vietnamese. And is that north or south?
Both.
Because I have some handouts done in North Vietnamese, but not in the south. So I don't know if... Okay. We're not going to give you handouts today, but I may, yeah, because we're not prepared. We didn't expect this many. I only have about half, so, yeah. So I'm curious, let's start the morning off with thinking about self-esteem. What is your understanding of self-esteem? So this little brother says, how much you believe in yourself. So I want you, and you just need to turn to the person next to you, and you're going to discuss what is self-esteem. So about 3 minutes, you're going to talk to a partner about what you believe self-esteem is. Okay? Or three people, just a few companions, have a discussion. Om Shanti. Om Shanti. Om. I'm not used to a big group like this. Did that work? Did I get your attention? Yeah, good. Okay, so, sister, what's your name?
Simone.
Simone's going to help us out here. I asked her and she kindly said yes. So, brother, what did you say the answer was to self-esteem? How much you believe in yourself. So belief in myself. Other answers. What else did people say? A happy soul, yeah. So if I have self-esteem, I'm happy. Self-respect. Happy soul? Self-respect and self-appreciation and worth. So self-respect, appreciation, and worth. Acceptance. We're going too fast. Huh? Oh, yeah, respect, esteem, worth. Just put, so you've got respect, worth, and appreciation.
Appreciation.
Sorry. Go ahead. What did you say? You said self-respect, right? See and believe in the truth of me. Nice. beautiful. Our own dignity? Dignity or behavior and royal. Yeah. Royal dignity and behavior. Understanding myself and understanding others. And relationship is safe. Yeah, nice. How I value myself. Yeah, that's going to lead right into the course. I'm the winner all the time? Ah. We're going so fast, Simone's just writing down what she's catching here. She's doing good. Anything else that we missed that somebody feels is really important? Forgiveness. Self-forgiveness. Ah. And last one is, who am I? I like that one. Who am I? Honesty with myself. Do you see how this definition of self-esteem can go on and on? And what's really interesting that I'm noticing is when I said self-esteem, I didn't say true yet. Everybody went to that truth of self-esteem. What is the truth of my self-worth or my self-esteem? But can self-esteem be low or lacking? Yeah. So all those descriptors that you just shared would not describe true self, or would describe true self-esteem, but would not describe low self-esteem, right? And so what happens? Thank you, Simone. That's good. No, that's perfect. So we have something to refer back to. So what happens? We know, right? With Raj Yoga and with Baba's knowledge, we know that we start out pure, full points of energy, that we are full and powerful. And so what is our self-esteem like then? It's true, right? It's true. It's full. We don't know the other side. We don't know the what low self-esteem is in that state, right? But then we know that naturally the soul gradually loses energy. Law of entropy. It just happens. There's nothing, like, it's nothing that we've done. It just happens. So self-esteem has a lot to do in the second half of the cycle with identity. And when we start to shift into body consciousness, we start to identify. And we're actually looking, so we're identifying with things outside of I, the being of light. So what are some of those things we identify with? The body. Bodily relations, like this, roles that we fill, yeah? And so in that, when we're identifying with that, we're forgetting who we are, yeah? And so in forgetting, and we're lost some power, we start searching for a way to fill up. And hence starts the cycle of up and down with our self-esteem. And so our course is about, before I move the slideshow here, the course is really about starting to understand ourselves and what might be blocking. Is there, I'm sure we can all relate, but I'll share from my personal experience, is sometimes things get in the way of my relationship with Baba. I sit down, I have good intentions to meditate, and my mind wanders. I can't stay focused, or I get distracted, or I'm falling asleep. But what's actually going on? Maybe a little bit earlier that day, I had an interaction with someone, or I had a thought that was negative and depleting or draining, and it creates a block. And it makes me feel bad about myself. And so then I'm not able to receive. And I'm not able to sort of closing my eyes to my true sense of self. Yeah. So what we're going to learn is some tools and techniques over the next 3 days of how to look at the quality of our thoughts, how to look at myself, and be honest with myself. Where is my self-esteem at? We have some tools, and they're more like guiding things to use to guide you, to help you uncover and figure out for you, what are my blocks? What are the things that inhibit me from realizing my true self? Does that sound like a good plan?
Yeah?
Yeah? So let me see what I have on this magical little gadget. So session one, which would have been most of today, we were going to get into self-esteem, negative self-talk, and core qualities. So I will touch on some of that. We have lots of time, so I'll touch on some of that, but we may have to carry some of it over till tomorrow. Definitely the activity portion of that will be for tomorrow. And then in session two, or as we keep moving progress through the program, accepting myself and my emotions. So as Raj Yogis, we know that we're beings of light, that we're a soul inhabiting this body. So we know that. So if I'm a meditator, shouldn't I be happy all the time? So this soul has acquired a lot over the last 63 births, right? So it takes time to kind of wash that, clean, all this. So emotions. We've acquired a lot of emotions. And in this course, what we're going to refer to as emotions are those more acquired things like sadness and sorrow and anger and some of the vice, right? That's an acquired thing. When we talk about feelings, we're going to talk about the happiness and the joy and the peace and the innate qualities of the soul. Does that make sense? I may make a mistake once in a while, so you guys have to correct me. So feelings are the innate qualities, and emotions are those uncomfortable things that are quite familiar to us. Is there anybody in this room that has never experienced sadness? Wouldn't that... Well, Baba. So accepting myself means accepting my emotions. It means that if I'm feeling sad, I don't push it away or pretend it's not there. I don't let it interrupt what I need to do to take care of myself in my day, but I acknowledge it and I work with it to try and understand so I can lovingly let it go. So sometimes in the last half of the cycle, emotions are like the thermometer, a temperature gauge, to tell me when something isn't right. So if I felt sad, it's a gauge to tell me that something's going on that I don't like. If I feel anger, what am I angry about? Now, it could be just in my internal world, in my thoughts, or it could be an event outside me. But I had a thought about that created an emotional experience. And now we know, Baba's teaching us how to think again. We've been thinking upside down and topsy-turvy for quite a long time. Hence emotions. So we're going to take a look, and there's some fun activities, some difficult activities. It's not easy to sometimes look at ourselves and identify what's going on, because there's a part of us that wants to avoid that or push it away or pretend it doesn't exist. Because I'm a yogi and I'm happy all the time. So I don't want to look at that side. I call it the underbelly. So on four-legged animals, there's the underbelly. It's soft, it's not weathered like the top part, right? So it's kind of tender, and that's the underbelly of our being right now as we try to clean our act up. Act? Okay, so then we do get into anger. We do look at that more explosive external expression, right? Sadness, sorrow, grieving, withdrawing, sort of passive, passive sort of avoidant, introverted. But then anger is that more explosive external sort of lioness sort of way of being. And both keep our self-esteem low. So when we stay in those patterns of thinking, and we've created habits, and those habits created ruts in the road, kind of, you know, where it's hard to get out of that pattern. There's patterns of thinking and patterns of feeling that are so familiar that we keep repeating them. Unknowingly. This isn't about blame or fault or anything like that. It's just about acknowledging so that we can, as soon as we illuminate some light or create some awareness, we can start to make change. But we have to be aware first. And so there is some activities that look at how we listen to ourselves, how we listen to others, and then how we can start to make change in how we think about things. And positive power. So we kind of wrap it up. At the end of the process, hopefully you're walking away with some tools that can empower you to start to face the uncomfortable underbelly of your own personal journey. So that eventually you are that bright, shining angel that's flying with, there's no underbelly. An angel doesn't have an underbelly, right? You know, I have a personal story to share. Is that okay? You guys want to hear this? About 8 years ago. Yeah, it was 8 years ago now. I got really ill, and I had to go through all these medical treatments, and it was about a year long, and I was very, at one point, very low emotionally, psychologically, and I thought, how am I going to get through this, Baba? I was lying on my couch, and the body was in upheaval, and I was looking at Baba. I'm like, I can't do this. That's it. And I said, it's yours. And I didn't realize I was creating resistance, that I had to do this. And I was forgetting that I had my father to rely on. And as soon as I relied on him, he came, right? And he just enveloped me in such love that I went into a complete soul conscious state for quite a long time. And it reminded me, you're not alone. And it is okay to be sad and feel hurt and be in pain, knowing that I can get through this. So after I got through that journey, I was in a shop with my Lakic mother. And in North America, there's these figurines that you can buy that are all different angels, and they're carvings from wood. And there was one there, and she was standing like this. It sits on my dresser today. And it's a reminder to not let the underbelly hide, but to actually allow yourself to shine. So this, hopefully by the end of this course, you have some tools so that when you are going through difficult moments, and remember they're only moments, that you will have some tools to hopefully work through it a little bit. Yeah? Does that sound like a good plan? Yeah. So, the basis of the course. We looked, you guys talked about definitions of self-esteem, right? But we'll have some materials and we'll go over that. And there's characteristics of self-esteem. So there's qualities of self-esteem that can pick me up or bring me down. So that's low self-esteem. And then there's passive and aggressive. So there's going to be characteristics. What is the, and we're going to look at the basis of our identity. Who am I? Right? And this is where you have to be really honest with yourselves. When you look at that as Brahmins, in a room full of Brahmins, and I say, I say to you, tell me about your identity. Who are you? We're all going to say, well, I'm a soul. I'm God's child. Okay. But we really want to look underneath and at our thoughts. And how do I identify? So for me, I have roles in my life. I'm a sister. I'm a daughter. I'm a mother. I'm a friend. I work as a nurse. So I have all these roles. And I recently got told from my Lockick son that I'm going to be a grandmother. So I had the thought, like, oh, I didn't think I was getting that role in this birth, but I am. But how am I thinking about that? Am I thinking about it that way, or am I, you know, do I have some attachment? Oh, I'm going to be a grandma. And to be honest with you, I do have some attachment, because it was like I didn't expect to have another little being in my life. And so it's kind of exciting. So we want to be honest when we're looking at our identity and how we identify ourselves. Because what's that going to do? It's going to get us to start thinking about really the thoughts we do have about how I identify. So we want to start to shed those layers, right? So I just shared with you, okay, I know that in the next few months there's going to be a little baby born and my role is going to be grandma. So thinking about it that way allows me to kind of stay in my spiritual essence, right? But I have to work on that attachment piece. But being aware is key, right? If I didn't have that awareness, then I would be thinking of it from more of a Lockick, more of a worldly way. And if I couldn't see the baby very often, maybe I would get, you know, sad or disappointed. Whereas in the role, it's just a role, and then I can decide how I want to. So we want to get honest. So how do I measure myself? So this one's a little bit of a tough one. We don't realize that we actually measure ourselves. Is there anybody in this room that's a perfectionist? Perfectionist Sanskars? No? Nobody? We're covering. Oh, recovering perfectionists. Oh, I like that. Recovering perfectionists. So that's a component of this that also will start to uncover ways that we think about ourselves. And these ways were just protective. They were ways that we learned to think, and we created patterns of thinking so that I could feel okay with my imperfection. Okay, but it also created some habits that no longer, as yogi souls, does that serve us. It's time to lovingly say thank you for serving me and let them go. And this is going to be a key, is lovingly letting go. Because without the love, letting go is very, very hard. It creates pain, sorrow, and resistance. And resistance in children, what does it do when kids are resistive? They get kind of feisty, don't they? So we don't want to have that resistance. We want to be in awareness so that we can let go, but lovingly. Which brings me, Yeah, because that works into one of the other sessions around how we talk to ourselves. So I'm jumping ahead on myself. So we will get into differentiating between passive and aggressive. And I've already talked a bit about that, so I'll leave that one there. Negative self-talk. Does everyone know what I mean when we talk about negative self-talk? No, yes? Yes. I'm getting nods. So, obviously negative. Thinking negatively about myself. Putting myself down. It's the chatter that we have with ourselves. And sometimes it can be positive, but we've learned over many births to be quite critical. Better to be critical of myself than let somebody else be critical. So we've created quite a habit there that we want to break. And then identifying core qualities. That's how we're going to end the session today, but I'm going to leave that for a little bit. I'm not going to give you a sneak preview. Okay, so in your little talking groups, and I know we don't have a big room, so we can't mix it up today. So if you guys in groups of two or three or four, you guys are going to talk about what are signs of high self-esteem and what are signs of low self-esteem. So differentiate the two. Okay, I'll give you about 5 minutes. Om Shanti. If I get too low, please give me a wave, okay? How was that? Good. Anybody have any questions? No? Everything's clear as mud? Clear as a bell. Crystal. Crystal clear. I like that one. Okay. So I'm just going to move through some slides here. Yeah. So some of this you guys may have talked about, but you were talking about low self-esteem and high self-esteem. So with low self-esteem, we know it's not natural. It's an acquired consciousness, as I identified earlier. And it's as a result of losing that spiritual energy. We develop negativity. So we've developed it. Yeah, go ahead. Yes, because now, yes. Do you think we can acquire high self-esteem? Oh, you're just asking the question. So this brother's asking the question, can we acquire high self-esteem? If we acquire low, then yes. But the work becomes how to rediscover our self-esteem. So we're going to take down the building blocks of low self-esteem, and what's going to come out is the bright light. Yeah. True self-esteem is your natural condition, and it's not affected by anything. So when you're in a pure soul conscious state, you're not going to be affected by anything. It's that, what did Bubba say in the Merle today?
What do you
say? Can you change your true self-esteem? Can you change I, the soul? You can come back to it, right? You have the qualities needed to reveal your true self-esteem again. So, the qualities are there. So brother, you were asking these questions. It's already in you. And we're rediscovering it, right? Okay, so here's more of what you guys might have been talking about. Self-esteem is, and here's what some people said. So Peter from UK and Diane Tillman from USA developed this course. And these are some of the things that people said when they developed the course. When you, self-esteem is when you don't make excuses for your mistakes. So you acknowledge that it's a work in progress and you're able to, you make a mistake, you're able to say, oh darn, I made a mistake, and take ownership. In low self-esteem, what would happen? You'd make excuses. Or blame someone else. Defend yourself. Exactly. Exactly. So self-esteem is when someone else's bad mood doesn't affect your good mood. So the atmosphere doesn't change how you are internally. But in low self-esteem, what happens? Anyone? What happens in low self-esteem? You're unhappy? Arguments? Arrogance. Arrogance, yes. Very good. Very good. So arrogance, so, but when we're talking about mood, if I have low self-esteem and the atmosphere is very negative, it's going to pull me down, yeah? So self-esteem is when it's okay to spend time alone. Here it says on a Saturday night. So don't know if it's like this in other parts of the world, but in North America, Saturday night's a fun night to be with friends. But it's okay to be on your own. It's okay to make your own fun. And self-esteem is when you don't care how much money someone else makes. So that's that comparing thing. Am I comparing, like, based on income, based on status, based on roles? Even in your Brahmin life, do you compare, like, the seniors that maybe get to be on stage and those of us that are sitting in the audience, like, do you compare? Do you think that person's more important than the person sitting next to me? It's like checking, like, am I comparing? Or am I valuing every soul? So in self-esteem, we value everyone. Yeah. And there's no comparison. So self-esteem is when you think for yourself. So what happens in low self-esteem then? You think about others. You worry about what they're thinking. Yeah? Yeah. So, sorry, Brad? Lack of confidence. And is that what you said, Brad? Scared. Scared, yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely. So, the emotions, right? And self-esteem is being honest in your relationships. So, in low self-esteem, there's almost a level of dishonesty, more with ourselves, do you think? Because if it starts with the self before I'm dishonest with someone else. So I'm not living in truth. So I'm not living my true self-esteem. Yeah? So you guys get the flavor? Any questions about that? So characteristics. Lots of people want to take pictures. Feel free. So characteristics of self-esteem, they're ways that we describe. And I'm just going to double check something for you guys. Yeah, tomorrow morning, first thing, you will get a handout that have these on it, okay? So don't feel like you need to write right now. What I really want you to do is look at the list. On the self-esteem side, you feel worthy. On the low self-esteem, worthless. But sometimes those opposites aren't the same word. They can be happy, sad, inner peace, inner turmoil. So there's peace or there's turmoil. There's clarity, confusion, and indecisiveness. So anything that leaves the soul feeling emotional, uncomfortable, awkward, indecisive, then I know that I'm coming from a place of low self-esteem. And it's not to, then I shouldn't feel bad about myself, but I should just go, oh, my thinking's a little mixed up. Yeah? So it's a checking point. But this handout that I'll give you tomorrow when you work with it, there's going to be a little exercise with it. And it's just for you to share with yourself. So honesty will be really important for you to make progress for yourselves. So we'll look at that tomorrow. And there's 22, so there's a whole other page here. I'll let you guys glimpse it. So it gets into independent, dependence, how we experience success and failure, how much am I able to tolerate, how humble, or is humility equated to high self-esteem, or am I thinking it's a weakness? And am I motivated or do I procrastinate? So it gets into some subtle behaviors. So even looking at my actions, I'm able to say, oh, that's coming from a place of an old sanskar, an old habit, or, oh, that's something I acquired. That's not really me. So we want to talk to ourselves in a very kind way. But through this process, you will start to see where you're critical of yourself and where you're kind and loving. And really important to be gentle with this process, because when I was preparing for this over the last few days, I went through a little bit of a, I call it a mini rainstorm yesterday, because I was going through the exercises that I was going to do with you, and I realized that I had some topsy-turvy thinking in there. And it was a personal thing, internal, but I was like, oh, Baba, I have to really work on this. So I did at Amaravela this morning, and of course Baba, almost verbatim in the Murli, gave me the answer. So, you know, you got to like that we get the answer so clearly. But it is work. And I've conducted this course how many times, and there's always work to do. As long as we're in this confluence age, we have work to do. Yeah? Till we our wings are fully sewn on there and we're ready to fly. Okay. Any questions about the characteristics? No? You guys got the feel for that part of it? Because it's a process and it's a feeling more than anything. And we will be coming back to that document tomorrow. Okay, an important point. This is interesting. It's simple, but it's interesting. Someone with high self-esteem is likely to have good confidence and good capabilities. Yeah? So with high self-esteem, you'd think, okay, they're capable, they're... But confidence, good capabilities, and high status are not necessarily indicators of good self-esteem. So that doesn't define that. Let's take a little traffic control break. So we were just talking about this important point that self-esteem can be mistaken for, if a person has confidence and capabilities, that they actually have good self-esteem. But somebody who's well-educated and has capabilities in their field of study, let's say, could be suffering from low self-esteem. And it just, so assuming that because people are talented in a certain way doesn't mean that they are, you know, have great self-esteem. Oh, sports people. Yeah, exactly. That's a good example. This brother was just saying that sports personalities, they're a good example of somebody who's got capabilities but can be affected by low self-esteem. We don't know. So we fill a role in life, but that's not indicative of our inner well-being. And that's what the self-esteem program is about, is really understanding our inner world and well-being, right? Am I happy with myself? Do I, you know, how am I identifying? What time is it? Oh boy. Okay, so we're going to leave. I know this is jumping into healthy ways to evaluate myself, but we're going to save that for tomorrow. We're going to do a little activity, and then we're going to go and join the flag hoisting that's calling us right now. Yeah? Could you hear that music, right? Does music make the heart sing? A little bit, yeah. I got to say, I like when there's fun music going. So your self-esteem. What I want you guys to do right now, you got a paper and a pen? I want you to think about six virtues or qualities. No, make it three. Make it three, because six is going to be too hard. Six virtues or qualities. Three virtues or qualities to describe yourself. Positive. So three virtues or qualities, and write them down. So there's something that you identify with. Okay? Three positive qualities to describe yourself. And once you have your qualities, because some of you might be really good at this, and go, okay, I do, boop, boop, boop. Then I want you to find three examples in your life where those qualities shine through, where you use them. Three examples. Three for each. So you're going to have nine examples for three qualities. Yeah. So if I identified as warm-hearted, then I have to come up with three examples. Right? When company comes over, I smile, I greet them, I'm welcoming. Okay, so that's going to be your homework. You guys can keep working on that activity, because you're going to report back to me in the morning. Does that sound like a good plan? We have time. But so if you're done, that's great. Then you bring it tomorrow morning. But take some time to reflect on that. And really use the power of visualization and reflection to actually see where it is in your life that you utilize those qualities or express them. So really see that, okay? It's going to be really important for tomorrow to springboard into what we're going to be doing, because some of this work does get kind of difficult. And you can get it feeling a little uncomfortable if things come up. And so we really need to have a foundation of positivity. So the last slide I brought up, it says maintaining a positive attitude. So Sister Diane puts on here every time she's talking about a label. Anytime you notice a negative thought or a negative way of thinking of yourself, she's suggesting that you put money into a little piggy bank. And then you buy something nice. However, I decided to change it. That any time I have a negative thought about myself, or I catch myself saying something negative to myself, then I need to draw a virtue card or pick up one of the blessing cards that's been given to me, and I need to read it and take it on. So two ways you can do the physical, like, reward system, but I like the reward of a blessing or a virtue card because it's short, sweet, it doesn't take long. Yes, it is. It is to go from negative positive transformation, which is something we had to skip over today, but we'll go into tomorrow.
What's that, brother?
It's an innate quality that you just feel confident that you have. Any other questions? Yep. The sister said, instead of our own piggy bank, so put it into Bubba's box. Bubba's Bandura will get very big. Any other thoughts or questions? All right, let's end with a minute of silence. Okay.